So let's start with what Anthony has written. He said, the big new Microsoft conference. So who wants to take that? How about Ray?
Sure. So Mix is a new thing for us here at Microsoft. It's a conference that's focused almost entirely around the web and web-based technologies. So a lot of you out in Channel 9 land are probably familiar with the shows we do, like Tech Ed and PDC and so forth, where, you know, we talk about the Microsoft platform and all the great software people are writing using it today. Mix is focused on the intersection between the Microsoft platform and the web, specifically how Microsoft technologies can be of use to people who deploy large websites, people like Amazon and Yahoo and eBay and so forth, and how they can use the various technologies that Microsoft is rolling out to take their user experience to a new level, to lower their development costs, to just generally improve their web offering all the way around the board.
So you said that this conference is going to be different from a traditional Microsoft conference like a TechEd or a PDC?
Yeah.
How?
Well, first of all, of course, you know, when it comes to conferences like the PDC and TechEd, the folks who tend to come to those conferences are you know, the Microsoft faithful, if you will. These are people who have bet their businesses on Microsoft, who their entire business and most of what they do on a day-to-day basis revolves entirely around Microsoft technology. When it comes to these websites, while it's true that Microsoft has a lot to offer them and there's a lot that we can do, it's obviously not the case that the entirety of what they do revolves around Microsoft and what Microsoft does. So in this market, we're sort of one of many sort of technology vendors, or we're part of an overall picture that a large website sort of composes among a bunch of different technologies. What that means is that, you know, we need to put together conferences that's a lot more inclusive. We need to bring partnering and sometimes even competing technologies on stage where it's relevant to talk about, you know, how those things can work together with our things or help people make sort of the trade-offs they have to make between our technologies and others. We have to talk about the technologies in a different way. So, for instance, at the PDC or at TechEd, the conversation is almost entirely about low-level APIs and technology and that sort of thing. On the web, we really have to broaden that focus. So we need to talk about those things, but we also need to talk about the implications for designers, for instance, for business professionals. We need to change things up all over the board.
What are the foundation technologies that are going to be discussed here? Is it
sure.
going to be like Internet Explorer?
So some of them are Internet Explorer 7, which will be new next year, that we're starting to talk about. Internet Explorer, obviously it's been a long time since we released a new version of Internet Explorer, and we're going to talk about our Windows Media Center, which is all about basically how it's technology that allows you to leverage web-based content and services and move them into the living room. So you can access your web content over television.
Why is that important?
It's important because as the web becomes a more important part of our life and we start to rely on it for more and more things, we start to expect that content and those services to follow us wherever we go. So for instance, in my case, the old pattern that what everybody used to do back in the 80s is, you know, you'd always turn on the local TV news to find out what the weather was going to be tomorrow. I haven't looked at a televised weather broadcast in 5 years. I mean, I can just hit a web page and pull that stuff up. So now that's starting to become so indispensable to me that I expect to be able to get that anywhere. I want to be able to turn on the TV in my living room and pull up that web stuff. I want to pull out my telephone and get it on there and that sort of thing.
Isn't this the year of HDTV?
We're
going to CES tonight, and I'm already hearing from people who are on the show floor that there's HDTV everywhere. You know, plasma screens, DLP monitors, all that.
I mean, HDTV is certainly a hot trend of the moment, and that actually I think leads to another reason why this living room thing is important, is that, you know, the trend in the web today's HTML experiences are interesting and so forth and obviously valuable, but where a lot of this is going and where a lot of the major consumer websites, where they see the end game, is around sort of the merger between web content and true media content. So you're starting to see people play around now with this idea of using the web as a distribution mechanism, not only for the sort of content you see today, but for television programming, for video. Channel 9, we're putting video on the web here. And, you know, once that, as that transition starts to happen, you know, the living room is just a much more natural place to view video than in the office. Yeah. And so, you know, when we get to the point where the whole process of downloading a video from the web, moving it over to my television set, watching it there like I've been used to watching video for, you know, 40 years here, there, you know, once that becomes smooth, simple, easy, everybody knows how to do it, there are all kinds of really exciting, you know, business possibilities that open up and so forth. And so that's why we think, you know, this MCE, Windows Media Center Edition, why we think that's, you know, a very important, very interesting technology to these folks.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at Reuters headquarters in London, and they have when you walk into their lobby in their headquarters, they have $1 million screen, which is basically an HD monitor, right? And they have a Windows box running that screen, and they have, it goes out and hits all of their RSS XML feeds around the world and builds a beautiful video and text montage of what the news is happening right now. That kind of thing is going to come into our homes, isn't it?
Absolutely. And going hand in hand with sort of MCE, we have another technology to, you know, that we'll be talking about at MIX quite a bit, which is the new Windows Presentation Foundation, which is, you know, essentially a graphics layer that's going to be, you know, sort of deeply ingrained in Windows as we move forward, makes it very, very easy to build these multimedia intensive experiences that incorporate 2D graphics, 3D graphics, video, all of that stuff, make it very easy to really take full advantage of that graphics hardware that's sitting in most PCs and increasingly in things like Xbox, and really build an ideal presentation built around that. So, you know, one of the things that we like to talk about in a story that we'll tell at MIX is that we think that we may be on the verge of the birth of something that we're calling desktop broadcasting, TM, which, you know, basically what we mean there is we think we're on the verge of the sort of revolution around media and video and the way media is composited, the way it's distributed, and the role that it plays, the same sort of resolution that we saw in the desktop publishing era for 2D documents and sort of, and those sorts of things, meaning that the technology and the tools necessary to to really craft something that's very polished and very professional with media are increasingly getting in the hands of everybody. They're not just the province of highly trained professionals. They're not super expensive anymore, and that's, you know, just going to cause an explosion of the sort of content that's available, but also it's going to change people's expectations about the content that they view, just like desktop publishing changed your expectation. I mean, you know, before desktop publishing, you get these mimeographed little dittos. That's the way that materials would be distributed inside the corporation all the time. And ever since, you know, we've had tools like PageMaker out there, I mean, no one would think of handing something like that to anybody anymore. It's just some level of graphic presentation, of graphic design is necessary in anything that's distributed anymore. And we increasingly think that's going to become the case with video and media. And, you know, we think the web plays a huge role in that. We think some of these new technologies that Microsoft's investing in.
Are we going to cover the web at work?
A little bit.
You know, when I've gone around, like, the office team and, like, mm-hmm. the InfoPath team, right? I went in and did an interview with them, and they showed off Firefox running InfoPath with their new Ajax technology. Right?
Sure.
And we haven't even started talking about Ajax.
Sure. So a couple of things. I think we're going to cover the web at work just a little bit, really. I think our focus is primarily on this big consumer web experience. Not that the web at work isn't important and isn't interesting, and we'll certainly be addressing that with our technology, our roadmap and our platform moving forward, and that message will get out in all sorts of ways.
What about Office Live?
We'll talk about that a little bit. There, certainly, there'll be some stuff around Office Live, and you know, we think that's relevant to this space. An important point that I want to make, though, about the Firefox stuff that you mentioned earlier is that, you know, I mentioned before that we have to really shift up the way we talk about our technology and even our strategy for this web space. You know, this isn't a space where we dominate end-to-end the platform like we do elsewhere. And part of that shift is recognizing the importance of technologies that run cross-platform, that that really broaden the reach of offerings. So, you know, a number of the technologies we'll talk about at Mix, a number of the new web-oriented technologies that Microsoft is investing in, will work cross-platform, will work in platforms like the Firefox browser, for instance.
Doesn't Microsoft, maybe you can get in here, doesn't Microsoft want to kill off the web, though? I mean, is this a new kind of Microsoft? Because, you know, we really are trying to get people to build Windows apps, right?
You know, I've only been here for about 5 years myself, so I can't really speak to whether this is the new Microsoft or not, but what I can say is that, you know, the web is just inevitable at this point. I mean, everybody knows that. The web is clearly, it's here to stay. It's clearly changed the way the computing experience, is driven, particularly in the consumer market. It's here to stay. It's a generator of tremendous opportunity for Microsoft. We see huge, huge value in the web, and that's why we're investing in this whole horde of technologies aimed at sort of, you know, up-leveling the web experience for everybody. You know, of course, there's always this trade-off between Windows and the web, and wouldn't we rather see somebody write a piece of Windows
it's
software?
It's kind of a continuum, isn't it? There's experiences that belong in a web browser that will be consumed in certain scenarios, and then those experiences can get better and richer as they integrate more closely directly with the platform of Windows.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you mentioned Windows Vista and the Windows Presentation Foundation, which is this new set of developer capabilities for building really rich, immersive, compelling user experiences. The visuals, the animation, the presentation of controls and information and the graphics. On your way from a web browser into a full-blown Windows Vista experience, there's actually a lot of ways to connect these different technologies together for richer and better experiences. And I think we'll be talking about, you know, all of those at Mix. That's really why it's Mix. It's a combination of different technologies, different tooling, different platform capabilities, a lot of Microsoft technologies, but also how Microsoft technologies work with other cross-platform, cross-browser technologies.
Yeah.
On my blog, I've been preaching that I like things that use both a web interface and a Windows interface. Outlook is the most common example, or Exchange is the most common example of that, right? I have Outlook on my desktop or my tablet PC, and it works offline, so if I'm in a plane, I can still answer email, and I can still work with my calendar and all that fun stuff. But if I'm over at my friend's house and I just want to check email real fast, I can use the web interface without having to load Outlook on their machine and all that fun stuff.
Oh.
Is that going to be a message?
Over the holiday break, I was playing some video games, and I was doing some casual games over the web, and there were certain games that I could play in the browser, and they were pretty fun. But then I was watching a sporting event, one of the bowls, and I saw this ad for this new service called GameTap, which actually allows you to sign up and subscribe to a service that actually downloads the full kind of arcade classic games from, you know, the 80s and the early 90s and run those on your PC. And those are experiences that, you know, there just isn't a technology to run those in the browser today. So, while there's some games that are possible in the browser and they're kind of like, you know, a couple minutes here and there throughout the day, maybe you play casually, as you get into richer, more interesting graphics, more interesting gameplay, you sometimes have to go beyond the browser into the desktop itself. And, you know, gaming is one example of that. I think productivity applications, you mentioned email. You know, here at Microsoft with the Exchange Server, we all use OWA, which is Outlook Web Access, so we can check our email in the browser. But, throughout the week, most of us are actually using a full client like Outlook because we're doing hundreds, if not thousands, of emails a week. And it would be really hard to do that in a browser application. It just doesn't have the throughput and productivity.
Yeah,
so why is Microsoft doing Mix now? Is it Microsoft's response to Web 2.0? I mean, what is it why is it time right now for this?
I think this is a topic that probably Microsoft has always had something to talk about, something to say.
I don't think there was a memo, four weeks ago saying, oh yes, we love the web again. You know, I've been here for 8 years and I've always loved the web. We've built lots of web applications. We have, lots of people here love the internet, you know, with ASP.NET and so forth, but I think it's just time to get into a different type of conversation.
Right. This year, 2006, is a huge year for Microsoft. It's in fact the largest, this is the largest wave of releases that Microsoft has ever put forth on the market, the Vista wave, Windows Vista and all the related products. And a big part of that message, you know, of what Vista is about, a big part of the strategy behind Vista has always been, let's gradually make the investments now to turn Windows into the best imaginable web browsing platform. You know, so we've invested a lot in making Windows sort of the best programmable platform, you know, the best set of APIs you can write, OS-specific programs on. Part of what's changing with Vista, we're continuing to do that, but we're also now conscious of the Microsoft OS. Windows needs to over time, evolve into the best imaginable web browsing operating system that you can imagine. And so there's a ton of investments we've made around that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's launching later this year, and it's about time now to really connect the dots and sort of show people this story and explain why this is important to us and why we really, moved the product in some of the directions that we did. So, you know, there's a ton of stuff around RSS built directly into Windows Vista. There's a ton of new features around IE7 and that work hand in hand with Vista to solve a lot of common sort of web surfing problems. And, you know, I think that's really where the timing comes from.
And to go back to where we started, we're seeing different kinds of usage of what might be considered a PC. I mean, I'm using a smartphone, right? To look at my Seattle traffic right now, so when I leave in an hour, I'll know whether I can go home or not.
You don't get to leave in the afternoon.
But that's a web. That's not really a web
right.
app, but it's an internet connected app, right? And you could certainly have that style of thing running in a web browser.
Well, and one of the I talked about how Vista really is really embracing this web world, the web and all of its related technologies. That's an important proof point against that is, you know, it's really with Vista for the first time that we're becoming very conscious of just how friendly the PC has to be to other devices like this. You know, it has to be very easy for, you know, devices like that to synchronize with the PC, to share web-based favorites, to do all that, because the experience now, the PC is just part of the whole computing landscape now. It isn't the entirety of the computing landscape anymore. Same point we were talking about earlier with the living room. You know, the PC now has to be able to push content into my living room and to make it easier for me to get the same content on my phones and all that other stuff.
So Forrest, this is the first time that I can remember that Microsoft has really made a concerted effort to do something for designers in terms of a conference or a show.
Yeah, I think it's it gets back to what we were talking about here, which is largely about experience and how people consume content and applications, and whether that be in the web or on Windows. It turns out, as we've gone off and looked at some of the best applications out there, the best experiences out there, that there's this thing called the designer. That's a big part of the process. Designers are really critical in looking at how to present information, how to present applications in the most usable and productive way so that people have the best possible experiences. And that's not just the visual representation of the UI itself, but the overall, you know, entire experience from end to end of using the application for a given task. So as we look at both the web and Windows, we've been thinking about how designers might work with developers using common tools and common platforms, common APIs, so that they can more productively, you know, work as a collaborative team to build better experiences, basically. So that's what Microsoft Expression is a family of tools that will work with Visual Studio and some of our other developer-focused tools for both the web and Windows to create, you know, richer, more compelling experiences.
And are there going to be some cool bits available?
Yeah, we're planning, as developers are familiar with, designers are not so familiar with the notion of community technology previews. Microsoft likes to give out often and frequent bits with varying degrees of quality as a way to get early customer feedback and suggestions for improvements to the product line. So we currently have one of the products in CTP mode, which is the graphic design tool. But we will have, by the time of the show, bits that we'll be able to give out to show attendees of all three products. And we'll also be showing some really interesting content that'll be available as kind of scenarios of how people use the tools together with developers working with Visual Studio to build some really, you know, kick butt experiences, really interesting, compelling experiences.
So the next time that Anthony comes back, he's going to be using the expression tools?
That might be interesting. I think he's pretty good with pen and paper.
So,
to that point, the development process is really changing, isn't it? I mean, we did a video with the Sparkle team, and we had a developer sitting with a designer, and they both admitted that Sparkle, you know, the, what do you call it now, Visual Studio?
Expression Interactive.
It's hard to keep up with all the new names at Microsoft and all the new technology. But they both said that the way that they're developing applications now is dramatically different than the way it was in VB1 or even the C++ days.
I think there's a lot of transformation happening right now, and part of it is the platform and the way that Windows works and the way that the web works, and part of it is the tooling and how a team can build, collaboratively build an experience. And there's just so much power in the platform to do richer and more compelling experiences, and I think what's in some ways lagged has been the tooling. So today, building kind of interactive experiences on the web using technologies like Ajax style programming has been very challenging, very technically challenging for a team, not just from the design side, but the development side. So I think with technologies like ASP.NET Atlas and things we're doing with Windows Presentation Foundation, WinFX, and then the tooling around that, we're going to make, really lower the bar in terms of how complex it is for a team and really bring the designers and the developers together in the process.
Yeah. Is Mix going to be for implementers or strategists or executives? Or?
You know, one of the interesting things about the web, I think, is one of the sort of interesting characteristics that defines it that makes it different from sort of the traditional Microsoft development environment is that the boundaries between who's an implementer and who's a strategist and who's a marketing guy and all that are just so blurry compared to what we're used to dealing with. So things happen very, very fast on the web. The teams are much smaller than they tend to be writing big commercial software of the sort that we cater to. People wear lots of different hats. And sometimes the things that are being done are so innovative that, really there's sort of one commanding intelligence behind the whole thing. The same guy is the strategist who thought this app would be a good idea, the guy who coded it, the guy who did the initial layout on what it should look like, and all that sort of thing. So
I even visited a group of companies in Silicon Valley on Sand Hill Road where one geek was shared between many companies. There were three companies in the same house, right? Because it was these startups being born in the small office, so 5 people on a team, 10 people on a team. And they would have a hardcore programmer who would go between the three companies to help them out with their technology.
Absolutely. And so one of the both the challenge and the opportunity with something behind Mix, I think, is that to really move the needle on some of these technologies to really have decent conversations with companies about how they can use some of these technologies. You really have to talk to multiple roles. It's not like the PDC where we can trot out our new, SQL Server APIs and have somebody look at those and have the developer understand, okay, I get this, I understand how we could use this. With something like the desktop broadcasting I was talking about earlier, how you can really use media to spice up your web experience and all that. To really have a substantial conversation about that, you have to talk to the developers who are going to be coding the thing at the end of the day. You have to talk to the graphic designers who are going to be designing all that media goodness and figuring out where things go. You have to talk to the business professionals who have a series of questions around things like, the DRM rights and how all of that works and how you monetize all this and what the opportunities are there. So really, you have to have a much broader conversation than we're used to having about technology.
So Steve, in terms of content, I know you guys have been talking about scenarios instead of like traditional tracks. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so maybe the best way to compare it is with the PDC. And we've made a couple of comparisons to the PDC so far today, but maybe just try to run down them. The PDC is this it's a fairly well-known event where Microsoft talks about where the platform is going. And at that event, we try not to, we spin as little as possible. We say, this is what's coming. here it is, and it's a very raw form. Here are the developers who are building it. They're the guys doing, you know, the people doing the presentations. You get to hear the presentation. You get to talk to them afterwards. You get to ask them all sorts of questions. Here are the bits. They're pretty rough. You know, try them out. Give us some feedback. So it's a fairly basic formula. It's been around. You know, the PDC in 05 was the 11th PDC. People understand it. We know how to do it. There's always room for improvement. There have been some great PDCs. There have been some less great PDCs. But we live and learn. But generally speaking, you know, that's the formula we try to follow. We don't try to wrap the content too much in upper level stuff like business justification or scenarios too much. Although we do pitch the scenarios, obviously, to some extent, because they inform why the technology was built in the first place. With Mix, what we're trying to do is something fairly different, which is because we're trying to look at things end to end when it comes to the web experience. We are trying to touch on the business justification, the top-level scenarios. We are trying to hit all the roles, as Ray was mentioning. It's a blur between the designer at times, the web developer, the architect, the person making the business decisions and who understands the business model. So we are trying to present a higher-level picture as well as the details on the technology itself. And so one way that we're thinking about approaching this content and organizing this content is that through high-level scenarios, that instead of at the PDC where you have tracks, at the organizing principle at Mix would be top-level scenarios. So at the last PDC we had presentation, data, communication, you know, 6 tracks. At Mix we'll have 2 or 3 tracks with some virtual tracks as well organized around top-level scenarios that will cut through the technology. So you might actually hear about the same technology in multiple scenario tracks. But that's okay because we're trying to pitch them in different ways. So the organizing principle will be different, a little more business focused. We're trying to make sense here from a business perspective and not just from a technology for technology's sake. Now, coming from Microsoft, technology heavy company, you realize that may be a stretch for some folks, but we really do believe that an aspect that the web is much more pragmatic, much more practical than just to throw raw technology out there for technology's sake. So, you know, the list of technology that we're considering is fairly long. I mean, Ray talked about Media Center, IE7, Atlas, which is our Ajax-type framework that was announced at the PDC, and you'll really see the first new version of that at Mix. A whole bunch of other technologies as well. InfoCard, an identity security web services-based infrastructure. What are some of the other technologies we'll be hearing about? Obviously, the tools that Forrest mentioned.
Right. Office 12.
Office 12.
You know, people don't realize that this often takes a little bit of explaining, but Office 12 is actually very, very interesting to large website operators. The Office 12 is very extensible, and there are a number of sort of these canonical things that you do on the web that actually, if you think about it, it makes a ton of sense to be able to do inside of Office. So imagine, for instance, writing your blog posts entirely inside of Word and then just selecting something from the Word file menu to say, pop this up to the blog right from here. Or opening up a PowerPoint presentation and connecting up to Flickr and pulling photos right out of your Flickr database inside of
eBay Power Seller
and Excel, right. That sort of thing. So there's Office 12. Inside of Windows Vista, or now we have something we call the Windows Sidebar, which is essentially a technology that allows you to take your web-based content or services and really plug it right into the Windows desktop,
yep.
Which there's all sorts of exciting things that stem from there.
Oh, gadgets.
Jeff is the gadget guy behind you. Jennifer is shooting.
Live.com gadgets, Vista right. gadgets from Sidebar.
Yeah, we have dozens. The community is creating
120-some gadgets since we launched Live.com. Microsoft gadgets. So visit MicrosoftGadgets.com today.
right.
And, you know, there's about 120 gadgets in there from now, but you're going to be able to learn, you know, right. how to build those yourself for both Live.com, for Vista. How do those stories stitch together as well, too, which is really important. So right. some exciting stuff there.
And then Ray mentioned Windows Presentation Framework. We'll be talking about that both as something that you can run inside the browser as well as, you know, execute on the desktop. So there's this whole string of technologies in
Xbox.
Xbox as
everybody's favorite. Xbox.
Xbox 360.
Xbox 360.
Now wait a second. What does the Xbox have to do with the web?
So well.
good question.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, so.
Yep.
Other than there'll probably be a late night room. I have
so, let's tell you, young grasshopper.
So for those of you fortunate enough to have an Xbox 360 now, go turn that on and go to Xbox Live, and you'll find out, for instance, that you can. As of today, January 3rd, you can download all the trailers and sort of background videos on Mission Impossible 3 coming up next summer over Xbox Live. That gives you some taste of what you might do, for instance, if you use Xbox Live as a distribution mechanism to push video down onto people's television sets. Okay. Imagine ESPN pushing sporting events down that way, or headlines. Imagine further in Xbox Live now, again on the Xbox 360, we have this notion of Microsoft Points, which is essentially a way you can pay for things like that. Well, imagine if you could distribute episodes of television series over Xbox Live and use those points to pay for individual episodes. You know, we now get down to the point where paying 50 cents, a dollar to watch a show is very possible. There's more coming in Xbox 360, some stuff that we can't talk about yet around how other opportunities for web content to plug in there. And then, of course, there's also the fact that Xbox 360, the bright line between Xbox and Windows is starting to get a little bit blurry, and Xbox 360 is capable of finding your Windows XP or Windows Vista machine in the house and sort of linking up with it and remoting all of your web content, photos, media, all of that stuff to the television set in the living room as well.
Just on the weekend, I got Flickr photos. I wrote a little app that grabs photos from Flickr from a tag. And then on my photos directory now, on my Xbox 360, I have random pictures just coming in that I can view from Flickr. And I've also got podcasts. There's about three or four podcasts. I never got into podcasts at all because I don't really carry a portable device. But now when I'm playing games, I can listen to different podcasts. And it's the only reason it's happening is because of the PC that it connected to. And it was trivial. Yeah. When I saw it, I wrote a little app. It was just a little batch file that copies some content over to a different folder. So pretty cool.
So, Steve, I just want to clarify what I thought you heard. You said that Mix is not just for web developers and designers, but also technical and business decision makers.
Right.
There's going to be content for all of those roles.
We will have. I mentioned we're going to have virtual tracks. We're going to have virtual tracks for those roles in particular. So we'll have a designer virtual track, a BDM, a business decision maker, technical decision maker type virtual track, and then obviously a track for developers as well throughout these two or more scenarios. So we do want those people to come. We do want them to have something to be, you know, every minute of every of all 3 days of the event. Which, by the way, is March 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Las Vegas at the Venetian.
Mix06.com.
Tickets are available now. Operators are standing by.
So, you know, if you're a developer, you're a designer, you're a decision maker, you're a business-oriented person, that's the kind of hat you wear, there's going to be something for you during all 3 days of the event.
All right. So, yeah. Robert, what do you think is the number one reason for you why people should go to Mix?
They're going to learn about the latest trends and how to take advantage of them. To me, that's what I got out of this conversation, our hallway conversations.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Steve?
I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch these three disciplines that we're going after, designer, developers, business decision makers, to see all this stuff come together for the first time like this. You know, like you said before, we haven't done this before at a Microsoft event. So to pull all this together and still have on the one hand, a deeply technical conference, but also one that talks about the top-level scenarios, you know, the business justification, lots of discussion around the business models and where the stuff is going. That's all new. That's pretty exciting to be a part of.
Awesome. Ray.
So I would also cite the main reason to go, the top reason to go is because it's going to be fun. I mean, the web is where technology is fun. With the sorts of technologies that we're talking about and you know, how the web works, one guy can watch one session at Mix and have a big idea and have something coded up and running and be doing business in 2 weeks. I mean, that's exciting. You know, the sorts of things.
A lot less than that.
Yeah, I mean, the sorts of things.
Because you're told to rock.
The stuff we talk about at the PDC, you know, some of the big ideas to really do something with it, it's like, okay, well, I'll go back and talk to my bureaucracy and we'll turn the whole development team around and we'll get people working on this stuff. And then in the next ship cycle, you know, 2 years from now, maybe we'll implement some of these features. The web, it's wild and woolly, it's fast, it's fun, things happen. And, you know, a show really, or a conference that's just all focused on that idea, I just think it's a blast. I think people are going to have a great time there.
Cool. Mr. Key, wait. I must. The shoes. Look at that. You're obviously truly a designer. You have cred in the space.
I have a newfound love for shoes, I must admit. I think, you know, I've been to traditional design conferences for many years. I used to work in computer graphics and the broadcast television space. And one of the things I found about these kind of shows is, you know, if you were kind of a newbie or someone that really wasn't a professional, you might show up and learn some stuff. But there wasn't enough meat at some of these events to really make it exciting. I think with Mix, what we have here is something where a designer can really sink their teeth into something. This is going to be a 2.5-day show where they can have a lot to take in. There's a lot of really exciting stuff here, and it's really a chance to take the time to really take it all in and really understand what's going on, because there's a lot happening. There'll be, I think, a lot of inspiration that comes out of the show for designers.
Cool. And Jeff, what's the number one reason?
Number one reason, it's Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You know, when I go to a conference, it's not always about the sessions. They're important. But it's connecting with the people in between the two. I can't imagine all the fun stories that are going to happen by doing that in Vegas. There's so many places to go. You know, there's the cheap roast beef, the ham, the, you know, the shows, Elvis impersonators, you know. And I think that it's just, you know, imagining having a great conference at a great venue in Vegas and just pulling it together with all the people that are going to be there.
March 20th, 21st, 22nd, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Be there, go to mix06.com.